Hi, welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. My name is Paul Pardy. I'm here with Jerry O'Brien, and we're working through the top 20 C# questions that we did some searching, and we found that these are questions that a lot of people are asking on C#. And so we're attempting to provide the answers to those questions by walking you through some code to show you how to tackle some of these. Some of them are difficult, some of them are not, but tackle these various questions that people are asking on the internet. So what we're going to look at next is, this is question 14, if you're joining us for the first time, or if this is a question that was attractive to you and you wanted to jump right in, this is number 14 in the series. And we're going to look at how to calculate someone's age in C#, how to calculate someone's age. Most of this demo is going to consist mainly of mathematical functions, not terribly difficult, but we are going to show you how to use the date-time feature of the .NET framework, and that's really what the focus of this demo is all about. How do you use date-time to get date ranges, and then once you get those date ranges, what do you do with them? And so the demo will walk you through that, and we're going to do it in the context of calculating someone's age. All right, so let's go to the code. Actually, let's go back to the slide. I want to take a look at the bullets really quick. So in this demo, we're going to look at, again, the DateTime class. That's the main part of the demo. That's the big focal point. That will allow us to get the current date. Once we get the current date, we're going to subtract that date. We're going to subtract the birth year from that current year so that we can get a number. It's essentially a single number that's going to be a year date. And then we're going to have to do some compensation just in case the birth month is later on in the year. We want to make sure we compensate for that so we get an accurate birth year. So we're going to walk you through and show you all of those in this demo.
Yeah, and I was going to say that last bullet point is really important. And for those of you who have a girlfriend, fiance, or are married, you'll understand that when you say, oh, my dear, you're 49 years old, and she says, no, I'm 48, and you can't figure out why. That means her birthday hasn't quite come up in the calendar yet in the month. She may be 49
right.
That year. So again, this is what Paul is referring to, is let's make sure that if somebody's birthday hasn't happened yet in that year, it may be August, September, October, whatever the case may be, then technically they're not of that specific age yet. So that's where he's talking about tweaking the math a little.
It's a really simple line of code that will help you compensate for that. All right, so let's go to the demo, and we'll show you how we do this. So we have a little function call, a method call here, and then we'll jump into the method in just a second, but I wanted to show you this method call because we're passing in a value. And again, we're using that date time function, and we're going to parse a number. So we're actually parsing a string. So we use the date time class. We use the parse method. We pass in a date. And what this parse function does is it determines whether the string you're passing in is actually a date. So we're gonna pass in October 13th, 1998. And the parse function will tell us whether we have a date. If we do, it will convert that to a date property, a date value. And then we can use that in our method.
Yeah, one of the things I was going to mention too, Paul, it's very important to keep in mind when you look at this datetime.parse function. You'll notice that the date that we put in, Paul said that we're going to focus on October 13th, 1998. That depends on your region. So there's localization settings that you'll apply in your computer that determine where you're specifically located. And in this case, the code samples that we're doing, because we're located in the U.S., the date, it will parse that date as month, day, and year. So 10/13/1998 works perfectly fine. If you are in Canada, or if you're in Britain, or some of the other European countries that put the day first and then the month second, you will actually generate an error. So if you don't handle the exception, you'll generate an error on that particular line of code, because it will look at it and say, well, there is no such thing as a 13th month. So it's if you attempt to do this code yourself, be aware of your date time format so that when you do put that string value in for the parse function to work correctly, keep your locale in mind and your date string format.
That's a good call. What if the locale of your system is maps to the type of date structure that you're using? Will it work then, or will it always throw an error?
No, as long as your date time locale, so your English U.S. or English Canada, whatever the settings might be, if they're configured correctly and you input your date in the format that you're used to, datetime.parse will use that localization information to do the parsing of the string itself. There's also a way, and it escapes me right now, but you can do a quick search to look it up in the .NET framework. I can't think right off the top of my head, but SQL Server uses this for datetime formats, and .NET uses it as well. There is actually a format that you can put the date in that is considered to be location neutral. So yes, it doesn't matter. You put it in this specific format, and it always knows how to detect it correctly.
That's right. It converts it to UTC,
and I can't recall the format right off the top of my head, but I believe it uses the hyphens as opposed to the slashes. So.
Okay, good. Great call out. Thank you, Andre. That's actually very important because you can spend a lot of time trying to debug these things if you're not familiar with some of the gotchas that can crop up. So this is a good opportunity to call out some of those gotchas, and that's a big one. All right, let's look at the method, the calc age method that we're going to be using to calculate the birthday. So as we saw earlier in the method call, we're essentially going to pass in the birth date, which is, October 28th?
October 13th, 1998.
So we're going to pass in that birthday. It's going to be a date time type of property. And then we're going to get the current date. So we're going to use, again, we're going to use the date time class, and we're going to use the today property of the date time class to set this this variable to the current date. So once we have both dates, then we can do our comparison. We'll have the birthday that we want to compare to and the current date in order to do that calculation, how old the person is. Now you'll notice here in the next line where we have an if-then statement, an if-else statement actually, and in the if statement we can actually use operators, mathematical operators, against two date time variables. So we're actually going to say if the birthday, the date time birthday, is greater than the current date, then we're going to essentially tell the user, we can't do a comparison because the person has not been born yet. Essentially the person doesn't exist, so there's no age, right? The person doesn't have an age, we can't calculate. But it's important to know that you can actually use those mathematical operators with date time properties or date time variables, and they work just fine. So if the person does exist, if that person has a birth date, the else statement, we're going to create an int variable and assign a number to it. And the number is going to be the current date year minus the birth date year. And that's just going to give us a round number. Again, we're just using here the year as an int. I don't know if you can see that on my screen, but if I hover over that, we get the property, the year property, and that's just an int value. The same thing for the birthday because they're both date time, part of the date time class. And that we're just going to subtract those two ints and get a round number for the age. All right, so you might think at this point, okay, well, now we've got the age, we can move on. Well, as we said at the beginning of the of this jumpstart, we have to account for the fact that the month that the person was born may be later on in the year. Because remember, we're using the current date to calculate that age. So if the person was born later on in the year, they haven't passed that birthday yet. So their age is going to be actually 1 year less in terms of how we call them. They're going to be a year and some months, but we're not calculating the months. We're only calculating the year. So we want to account for that by making sure that the birth month is either on this day or prior to the date that we're calculating. So that's what this little code block does. It essentially says if the birthday month, which we've passed in, is greater than the current day month, then we want to subtract a year just so that we're getting the accurate date. So that's what we do here, age minus minus. We'll subtract a year from that date, and then we get the proper age. And by the way, so since we're looking at this right line, this construct might be new to some folks, particularly if you're new to programming. What this construct allows us to do is use this parenthetical zero. What we're saying here for the string is that when we pass the string in, whatever follows the comma is what shows up in this parenthetical here. So that's a kind of a fancy way to essentially say we could have used a plus sign, right? We could have appended the string, but we're able to use this comma with the age variable, and that's a kind of a shortcut way to add the age to that string. And we can actually add multiple values to that as well, right?
Yeah, and that's a good point to bring up too. One of the reasons why you might want to use this particular instance, so the curly braces and the zero becomes a placeholder, is, as Paul mentioned, we can deal with multiple values by simply doing comma-separated placeholders. So the next one would be, you know, curly brace 1, curly brace, and then curly brace 2, curly brace, mm-hmm. for however many variables that we wanted to insert in that particular string. And it becomes a much cleaner way than doing a lot of string concatenation with, you know, this string text in red, and then, you know, a space before the closing quotation mark, and then a plus, and then the variable name, and then another space, and then a plus, and then open a
open a
quotation, another space, and then some more text string. And this is a much cleaner way of doing it, and it's more concise.
That's good. And thank you. That I was calling it a parenthetical, but it's not really a parenthesis. It is a curly brace, and that's important.
Yeah.
That's the right syntax. All right, so that's how the code works. So we're going to go ahead and run this, and we'll see what our console tells us about how old this person is. Get this to run. Oops, I'm hitting the wrong one here. And there we go. The person's age is 15, and that's based on the date that we passed in. Now, I am going to actually run this again and put a breakpoint in to show you the value of this block here. I'm going to stop it here, and I'll run the code again. So if we run this line, we'll see that the age is 16, which is, if you do the calculation, if we subtract the birth year from the current year, it's 16 years. Mm-hmm. So we actually have an accurate number for subtracting the years, but again, the birth month is after, it's October, so it's after, we're currently in March of 2014. It's after that month, so we have to account for that by subtracting 1 year off the age, and then that gets us to 15. So now we have the age as 15, and that's where that comes from. Mm-hmm. So it's actually fairly easy to calculate age. The main point of this jumpstart was to show you how to use the date time function. The date time function is super valuable. There's a lot of methods that you can use within that class, and we encourage you to explore that because there's a lot of useful things that you can do with that without having to parse strings and yeah, use regular mathematical functions. So it's a very handy class to be aware of.
Yeah, and you'll notice too that within that code we use the class.year to actually. Right. Work with the year function, so it becomes a part of the date. So, in other words, a date part, if you will, and we can also deal with the month, or we
Correct.
Can deal with
exactly.
the day, or we can deal with the name of the day. So there's the date time class is very versatile in a .NET framework.
And we essentially started with a string that was written as a date, and then you can put it into this class and get all those nice properties,
yep.
the month, the year,
mm-hmm.
Etc.
Yep.
So it's very handy that way. So that's how you determine a person's age using the date time class.